From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Tony Rainey. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Thank y'all. Together, it's got everybody talking. We usually last a weekend, Monday morning, she goes walking out my door. Says she ain't a coming back no more than just a day or two of fussing and fighting. We make up again, it's like thunder and lightning, oh my lord. I guess that's what differences are for. She's pink champagne, I'm limousine. I'm John Deere. She's a midnight in Paris. I'm high noon in Texas. She's Saks Fifth Avenue. I'm Sears. We get drunk on each other. Pink champagne and blue ribbon beer. La, la, la. We're drawn to one another just like moths to a flame. And it gets hotter and hotter, and it's a dangerous game that we play. At least that's what they say, that's how it is, Lord, when our opposites attract. You know, I'll admit we get along like dogs and cats, but that's okay. Sometimes love can work that way. She's pink champagne, I'm blue ribbon beer. She's a long white limousine, and I'm John Deere. She's a midnight in Paris. I'm hiding in Texas. She's Saks Fifth Avenue. I'm Sears. We get drunk on each other. Pink champagne and blue ribbon beer. She's pink champagne. I'm blue ribbon beer. She's a long white limousine. And I'm John Deere. She's a night in Paris, I'm hiding in Texas. She's Saks Fifth Avenue, I'm Sears. We get drunk on each other. Pink champagne and blue ribbon beer. Oh.
Thank y'all.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. More information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in its 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 661st live concert performance. Tonight we present Tony Ramey. Tony grew up in West Virginia on bluegrass and Bill Withers. He found Willie Waylon Cash and Christopherson at 11, who compelled him to write songs. And then he heard Steve Earle, who made him move to Guitar Town to hone his craft. And then he left for Texas when the road called him out again. Somewhere in the middle of all of that, he acquired a master's, taught at a university while working on his PhD, and he garnered gold and platinum records as a songwriter in Nashville. Currently, he tours the U.S. and Texas, where he has been named Texas Country Music Association Indie Artist of the Year in 2016 and Artist of the Year in 2019. Please join me in welcoming Tony Ramey to the Red Barn stage.
Thank y'all. It's a little song I wrote inspired by my favorite subject, heartache. And the lonesome landscape of South Texas. Those phone lines overhead make me want to call her, ask her if there still might be chance. While the light on that horizon makes me want to keep on driving as the desert sun sinks into the sand. Oh, as I'm looking into my rearview mirror, I see the lines of my past keep getting and clearer, like the lines that we drew, the lines that we crossed, the lines on my face from the years that we lost. There's a lines about us in those sad goodbye songs, and the lines on this highway. I don't think it ever circles back, 'cause the lines you walk and look, they're all so straight and narrow, and I never was much good at all of that. Oh, some lines just like memories run together, some twist and turn, and some go on forever, like the lines that we drew, the lines that we crossed, the lines on my face from the years that we lost. There's the lines about us in those sad goodbye songs. Phone lines overhead make me want to call her.
Here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Tony Ramey.
Thank you, Renee. Our guest this evening is Tony Ramey. Tony's been in the music business for many years. He's had a great success as both as a performer and a songwriter. Tony's songs have been performed by the likes of, get this, Trisha Yearwood, John Michael Montgomery, George Strait, Mr. Ray Price. It's a very impressive thing, and it's great to have you here with us, Tony.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. It's always good to be somewhere.
Well, I hope especially here.
Absolutely, yeah. This is great.
Yeah, and you have a new album.
I try to put out a record or an EP, you know, every 6 months to a year or so. Yeah. Every now and then they get a little jumbled in my head.
I think when somebody has written as many songs as you have, is it really 3,800, 3,500?
Yeah,
songs?
It's probably about that. It may be a little bit more now. That was a count, I think, at the end of the 16 or 17 year stint in Nashville when I was writing full time. You know, I mean, when you write every single day as a living, I mean, that's kind of what you do. And I wasn't on the road as much when I was there because I was a full-time writer for a publisher in some capacity while I was there. So it sounds like a lot, but it's not really when you consider, you know, most people go to work and do accounting. I went to work and, you know, try to do something crazy like write a song.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. It is a lot, whatever you say.
It was not easy, I can tell you that. We're 500 miles from the coast, here at the Blue Ocean Lounge. But we can make believe there's a tropical breeze. Watch that neon sun go down. It's like it ain't letting up outside. I guess when it rains, it pours. Let's just be glad we washed up here on the same shore. Like castaways drifting along on the winds of fate, finding our way to this lonely place where suddenly we're swept. Castaways, survivors of stormy yesterday, lost to the world, but hey, that's okay. Love can still find two castaways. There's an empty baby, what do you think? Since we're stranded here, let's move over there and order up a couple of umbrella drinks. I know it's hard having hope at all when no one's missing you. But I've got a feeling tonight shipwrecked souls might be rescued. Like castaways drifting along on the winds of fate, finding our way to this lonely place where suddenly we're swept away. To castaways, survivors of stormy yesterdays, lost to the world, but hey, that's okay. Love can still find two castaways. Baby, we'll be okay. Love can still find.
Let's talk about where you started off, and that was in West Virginia. How long did you live there?
I moved from there at about 25. I think I was 25 or 26 when I finally moved to Nashville. Really, I grew up in the tri-state area. I mean, my home was West Virginia and Ohio and Kentucky, Ashland. That was my play field, my playing field, you know. So I was as much a part of the, you know, Ashland, Kentucky. I grew up a stone's throw from the Kentucky line, which is the Big Sandy River.
Obviously. Okay, yeah,
and
sure.
So it wasn't less than a half a mile to the Big Sandy where my house, where I grew up in, sat.
Yeah. How old were you when you had that moment that you alluded to in Pray Hard, where you first heard that guitar? And
well,
that was it?
I mean, I kind of, you know, embellish a little bit in that song. Sure. I was always writing poetry and short stories, and I was always creating something, whether it was drawing pictures.
As far back as middle school?
It's probably far back as when I was 8 or 9. I was drawing pictures and writing stories and poems, and I was always fascinated with the written word, the spoken word, you know, the spell. You know, I grew up and I was around a very musical family, you know, extended and nuclear extended family. And so that sort of naturally graduated into me picking up the guitar at around 14 or 15. And then the stuff I was writing, I sat to music and tried to, you know, get it. It was a natural marriage for me. Left my home in West Virginia, hang my head in Tennessee. The time I held my first guitar, knew that's where I'd be. One foggy mountain morning, loaded up my Ford, I bid mama cry the river as we stood there on the porch. She said, I know you don't like preaching from your daddy and me. Take it all, you can leave it some. There's some good advice to keep. She said, remember where you come from, no matter where you're at. Keep the good Lord in your mind and the wind at your back. There's simple rules to follow, you know them all by heart. Live right, love true, and pray hard. With a couple $100 and a half a tank of gas, Lord, I made it across the mountain through the few tough years that passed. I played some lonely bar. People smoking whiskey stone. Sometimes I let the devil lead me way too far from home. From Maine to Macon, Georgia, the shores of Alabama. Those words my mama told me, they remind me who I am. She said, remember where you come from, no matter where you're. Keep the good Lord in your mind and the wind at your back. Simple rules to follow if you know them all by heart. Live right, love true, pray hard. Mama, sometimes the lines get hazy now and then. Black and white can bleed to shades of gray. And all I can do is the best I can for what I got. I'll keep you close down every road I take. Remember where I come from, no matter where I'm at. Keep the good Lord in my mind and the wind at my back. Oh, simple rules you gave me, they've gotten me this far. Live right, love true, and pray hard. Live right, love true, pray hard. There you have it. Thank you all.
All right.
when I was 24 or 25. I'd been doing it a long time, even in a professional capacity, because I toured everywhere in that area, you know, from West Virginia, Ohio. I was all over Kentucky
you
playing.
You mean so from 18 through 24, 25?
Pretty easy, at least from 20 on out. 17, 18, I was in like little garage bands, high school garage bands. Uh-huh. We were playing Three Steps and Lynyrd Skynyrd. But so I did that, and then by the time I hit about 24, 25, I was sort of courted a little bit by a Nashville producer, and he at the time was producing George Jones and Kenny Chesney and Toby Keith. I went down to Nashville to record an album that I could sell on the road.
Your first one?
My first one. And somehow, you know, the way that town is very closely connected, somehow somebody knew somebody who knew somebody who had a copy of my record, and uh-huh. it wound up in the hands of a producer, and then the producer sort of took an interest and called me at the house. And I asked if I, you know, what my schedule was. And I'm like, who is this? You know, I don't know who you are, you know. So I didn't know who it was. And I remember I called a radio station because I was very suspicious that somebody had gotten my home phone number. And then they told me that I was a complete moron for not knowing who this guy was, because he was one of the biggest producers and A&R guys in Nashville. So that's sort of what got that ball rolling for me, the Nashville, you know. I never had any real aspirations of like moving to Nashville, and I'd been down there recording, so I loved the vibe. I loved the fact that it was a writing community, and it was I wanted to go down there to write, but I never had aspirations to actually move full time until that.
Do things still happen that way?
Man, they happen every way. You know, there's really no one way something happens for a songwriter and artist. You know, it's at least every story that I know of, including mine, has always been a very happenstance, organic sort of thing where stars align and then dots connect somehow and you have no idea how it happens. And then the next thing you know, you find yourself, you know, in the middle of Nashville or a record, you know, in a record deal or whatever. So there's no like one way or right way to do that. It's just sort of, I think most of it is do what you do best and work on your craft and hone your craft and do your art, and you know, probably if you get any good at it, or if you are passionate enough about it, something will eventually happen. You don't know what, but it's probably going to at some point. Working in the hot sun, beads of sweat on my brow, from the dusty roads and hay fields, daddy's rich plow. I remember feeling so young, turning the radio up, a diehard fan of Jack and Diane, Chevy trucks. It didn't take long to figure it out, just where I stand, somewhere between the left and the right. Just don't give a damn. Spirit of Hank in the heart of James Dean. Well, I'm a hugging that line, if you know what I mean. Believe in the love of John 3:16. Spirit of Hank in the heart of James Dean. Living by the good, raised by the letters in red, freewheeling fresh off the farm and cornfield. People say I'm old school, I got no more stake in this game. I've been left behind by the changing times, cause I won't change. Well, if they don't like the way I think, well, it's fine by me. They can talk that talk while I walk the walk and be who I'm gonna be. Spirit of Hank in the heart of James Dean. Well, I'm a hugging that line, if you know what I mean. Believe in the love of John 3:16. Spirit of Hank in the heart. heart of James Dean. It's a hard road, oh, I know, but you only get one shot. You keep holding on and rolling on, and you give it all you got. Spirit of Hank in the heart of James Dean. Keep a hugging that line if you know what I mean. John 3:16. Spirit of Hank in the heart of James Dean. Spirit of Hank in the heart of James Dean. Gal here has been with me for a long time, and it has taken quite a few dings. Most of them I have inflicted not out of anger, but just out of negligence, carelessness. No, you know,
these are more than dings. I've seen guitar with dings on them.
I glue her back together with much love, though. I just want you to know that this guitar was, you know, as 97, so it's about 24 years old, you know, and I've written a lot of songs that come out of this guitar. I've had several companies send me guitars to, you know, for endorsement deals, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy to take your guitar, but I can't cheat on my real guitar.
Sure. Here. Are you proud of the way that you play, and do you feel good about
the
way you play?
No, I would love to be a professional guitar player, but I've always approached the guitar as a percussion instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously has tone, and obviously has sound that comes from chords, and, you know, it's got the, you know, the tritone, and you can make full chords out of it and all that, but I treat it like a box, you mm-hmm. know, and it's a box of strings that sort of accompanies the songs. And my goal with the guitar was to play it so that I could write songs and to deliver the songs that I write. Probably should have taken a little more time studying the actual instrument, you know. Well, I was raised on the creeks of Bourbon County, where the horses run faster than the wind, and the women loved her sweeter than sugar candy. Lord, that old homesick feeling never ends, and I get bluer than the grass in Kentucky, where they're cutting that tobacco, hanging them sticks in the big black barns. They call us all hicks, cause we chew it, smoke it, take a little dip, and every time I do it, take a little trip right back to that land. I get blue than the grass in Kentucky.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tony Ramey. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Tony Ramey after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.